Good to talk to you. Thank you. Nearly 25 past seven. One travel route that's been closed for the last year has been the ferry between Glenelg and the Isle of Skye. Until today, that is. At 10 a.m, the MV Glenahoolish will depart. It's no ordinary ferry. It's thought to be the only remaining hand-operated turntable ferry in Scotland, if not the world. Well, Joe Crawford is general manager of the Glenelg Skye Ferry and is on the line. Morning to you, Joe. You may have to describe what a hand-operated turntable ferry is.
Well, precisely what it says on the tin, really. You drive your car on and the crew will just push the turntable around so that you're able to drive off the other side with no awkward reversing of any sort at all. There's no hydraulic, fancy electrics, they just do it by hand.
Okay, and this is has been a labour of love for the whole community. Tell us a little bit about how it's been put back on.
Well, we've been operating the Isle of Skye Ferry. Community Interest Company is took over ownership of the ferry and the route in 2005. And it operates for the benefit of the community and provides significant employment in this tiny little peninsula of the North West Highlands where opportunities are pretty scarce. So it's an important element in the community. And it also kind of heralds a new beginning, a new start for the season, the tourist season, if you like, when she arrives back from her winter berthing. Getting to Glenelg is over a mountain pass. There's one road in or one road out without the ferry. So it really does make an enormous difference to people who actually live here. And with a permanent population of just under 240 people here, the ferry carries over 36,000 passengers every year. Now, that number of people wouldn't access this tiny wee place if it wasn't for the ferry. So it's massively important to the economy of the place, as well as bringing people here, and just makes it the whole place a bit more alive, really.
Yeah, and one of the big champions, I understand, was a chap called Chris Main, who was a big champion of getting this back on, and he sadly died. There's a bittersweet moment this morning then.
Yeah, there is a bit, but we're all conscious of you know, what Chris would have wanted for the ferry, his legacy, really. He was its most fervent supporter, and he would be down most days getting the crack with the crew and usually bringing them a flask of soup as well. So, yeah, he's a big, big miss. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we feel we are guardians of the ferry in some ways in his name.
Mm.
He would have been standing on the slipway with us cheering off the first sailing. There's no doubt about it.
Now, I think it's £15. So this is more than a trip. It's more of an experience you're selling this as.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, there's a bridge to Skye. You can drive over for nothing. There's no tolls on any bridges in Scotland these days, and certainly not on the Skye Bridge. So you can access Ireland without paying 15 quid. So you need to be coming to us for a particular reason, for the experience of it, the unique experience, really. I mean, you can't see another one of these boats anywhere else in the world, as we understand. Okay. And the crossing itself is a historic one, part of an old rover's route between Skye and the mainland. Okay. So it has a kind of living heritage element to it.
Sounds fantastic. We're going to have to leave it there. Joe Crawford from the Glenelg Skye Ferry. Thanks very much indeed.